You're listening to SBS News.
The National Energy Guarantee is the latest in a long line of government policies aimed at reducing home power bills. For 10 years, Labor and Coalition governments have put up and torn down proposals to make energy cheaper. Now, Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull is taking the National Energy Guarantee proposal to the states.
We've seen the wholesale cost of generation come down. We're starting to see retail costs come down, but we'll keep at it. It's a complex business. The National Electricity Guarantee is National Energy Guarantee, I should say, is absolutely critical. It's a key part of it.
The NEG, as it's known, is made up of two requirements for energy retailers: to guarantee the reliability of energy and to reduce their emissions to meet Australia's targets under the Paris Agreement. But the NEG is facing an uphill battle. The Labor states of Victoria and Queensland started the week with demands to change parts of the policy in return for its support. And former Prime Minister Tony Abbott told Sky News he's willing to vote against the guarantee on the floor of Parliament.
The so-called National Emissions, National Energy Guarantee gets the priorities absolutely upside down, and that's why I've got enormous difficulty supporting it. And there's no doubt about it, it would be a very big step. But let's face it, it's not a mortal sin to cross the floor if you feel strongly enough about an important issue.
And Mr. Abbott's not alone. Several coalition backbenchers are indicating their support of the NEG relies on the government introducing more coal-fired power into Australia's energy mix. And that's not impossible. Malcolm Turnbull says the NEG allows for renewable energy like wind and solar, as well as coal. Malcolm Turnbull also visited severely drought-affected parts of New South Wales this week as the entire state was declared to be in drought. The Prime Minister announced nearly $200 million in drought relief funding and told the ABC Australian farmers haven't been forgotten.
Our farmers are not helpless. They are courageous, they are innovative, they are enterprising. They understand that drought is part of the Australian climate. They get that. And what we have to do is make sure that we back them in when the times get as tough as they are now. This is the worst drought in over 50 years.
Meanwhile, opposition leader Bill Shorten also had a scandal about one of his backbenchers causing headaches for Labor. Western Sydney MP Emma Hassar endured a third week of explosive allegations of inappropriate behaviour. The coalition ramped up pressure on Bill Shorten, saying it strains credibility that he wasn't aware of the allegations until they were reported in the media. He says none of Ms. Hassar's staff members approached his office about them.
I don't believe that. I've made my own inquiries, and none of my staff have confirmed that. I think the obvious and appropriate course of action, once there's been a complaints process initiated, is to let that conclude. That's what I'm going to do, and I'm not going to provide a running commentary.
But Emma Hassar did that herself just hours after Mr. Shorten said that. She says she will not recontest her seat at the upcoming federal election, saying the pressure was becoming too much for her family to bear. She continues to deny the allegation. Parliament resumes after the long winter break next week. Miles Morgan, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.